this thing is headed into the Chukchi Sea, it's going to die in the Arctic.
It's just sort of tearing across the northwestern coast of the state.
Yeah, and of course, what's critical to those folks there is this: is they have very, very little ice to protect their shores right now. So they're getting the full fetch of the wind wave and the swell eroding the beach.
Even though this thing is not going to have no direct effect on us in Southeast Alaska, does it have an indirect effect?
Of course. This storm is something that you would notice on the planetary scale. In other words, if you were on a satellite way out in space and you were looking at Earth right now during the daylight hours, I mean, you'd see that thing. And because of that, there would be certain dynamics in the atmosphere that would bring better weather to Southeast. When I got up this morning, I mean, the sky was full of stars here. And so we're on the downside, downstream side of a ridge.
Western Alaska's pain is our gain a little bit.
That might be one way to think of it. And then when I just glanced at the satellite a few minutes ago, I could see a system off the west coast of the U.S. So trough, ridge, trough, I know that's a little bit of meteorological terminology there, but what that's saying is bad weather, good weather, bad weather.
Let's just take this storm system in western Alaska out of the picture for a minute and look at the weather in southeast Alaska since about Halloween. That weekend prior to Halloween in Sitka, we had some tremendous thunderstorms, and they seemed to kind of roll on all night long. And then just a couple of days ago, same thing, another sort of series of thunderstorms sort of all night long. And it always struck me that thunder and lightning were kind of an occasional phenomenon here, but we seem to have had much more intense kind of thunderstorms lately. Has that been your observation as well?
Honestly, this is our climatological time of year that we get them. October, November, and then maybe even you could consider early December. The reason that we get them here is because the ocean surface temperature is still quite warm and lags behind the cooling of the air as we get further and further toward the solstice. So what's happening is we're getting some pretty good cold air at upper levels, let's say 18,000 feet or so. And this cold air moves over that warm water, and heating from below is a good ingredient to get thunderstorms.
Is it happening with any more frequency than you might expect?
I would have to say that this has got a normal feeling to me. I mean, I remember going waterfowl hunting at Yakutat for about a week in October a couple of years ago and having thunder and lightning every single day I was out hunting.
And there's often a little bit of wind and some hail that come with these storms. That's all part of the package, I guess.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you get updrafts and downdrafts. Let's say we're getting one of these systems with ice pellets in it. Well, those ice pellets are helping to cool the air, and colder air will actually sink and add to wind gusts that you get around these cells. So clearly you would expect gusty winds, especially in the later stages of one of these cells, as let's say it's reached its peak, and then what we get is the thunderstorm will actually collapse in time. And during those collapse, all the air that's cooled off that has been rising in that thunderstorm tends to sink, and you get a bit of a downdraft and maybe a little bit of a downburst. But they're nothing like the downburst that they get in the central U.S.
Is all of this any comfort to you when you're sitting out in your duck blind getting drenched?
Well, yeah, as long as the ducks are flying, I mean, that's all that matters, right?